Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, another week of the Lake Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins baseball later tonight. Pre-game starts at 8:30. But I start this show. A very somber day for me. And it's a somber day because I feel like a part of my existence died today. And I mean that in the most genuine way. You know, in life, people will say, and I hate when people say this, don't idolize people. Don't look up to and have these people as your role models. The only role models that you should have as a young person are your parents, the people in your household. I say to all of you, that's a bunch of crap. That's a bunch of crap. It is. I think that in life, one of the joys that you have in life is being able to look up to people or idolize people that maybe you know on a personal level that you'll never meet and that you see on television or hear on the radio all the time. And you know about their talent. Now, no one's sitting here saying that you look past all of a human being's flaws. Because you don't do that. But think about being a young kid. Think about being somebody that looks up to an athlete, a celebrity, an actor, an actress, a singer. There's a lot of joy in that. To think that you have to keep it to just all the people that are in your household or part of your family. Well, we know some families are messed up. Just because that person's your father doesn't make them great. Just because that person's your mother doesn't make them great, even though they brought you into this world. I bring up all of this because the news broke earlier today that Malcolm Jamal Warner, popular actor from The Cosby Show, Theo Huxtable, died at the age of 54. He drowned in Costa Rica. And I want you guys to understand that his character is the most impactful character that I've ever watched on television that resonated with me. I saw myself on TV every time The Cosby Show came on. I was Theo Huxtable. My father, an engineer at Honeywell, my mother, a principal in the Minneapolis public school system, a middle-class family, my parents valued education and the importance of education and being intelligent. That mattered. And I saw that every time I watched the show. Like, that was my guy. You talk about in the 80s into the 90s, like, the show that raised the bar specifically for African-American youth, it was The Cosby Show. Now, granted, no one looks at Bill Cosby in a good light now because years later we find out what he was doing off screen. But man, my heart hurts when I heard that news earlier today that Malcolm Jamal Warner had passed away. And there's so many ties for me when I think about it and looking at that show and thinking about my family structure. And let's be honest, for a lot of black people, being able to see that family structure on television, it helped. It helped. It set a standard to think about a different world and the spinoff of going to college and the college that I would go to. That was important. So when people say these things about looking up, you never idolize people, you never look up to people, or in all of these things, whatever. First off, that takes a lot of joy out of life, I think. And it doesn't mean that when you find out that somebody's a fraud or they're a terrible person or they do terrible things, it doesn't mean that you don't have it within your own self to say, you know what, I'm over you. You're a despicable human being. You're not who I thought you were. That's what all of us should do. We should be able to look at anybody and say, I'm over you. You're not what I thought you were. You're not the good person. But when you see somebody and you appreciate their talent and you like them for, you know, the actor that they are or just in the athlete that they are, and then when you get to know them and meet them in real life or you hear about some of the stories, well, man, that's a dream come true, isn't it? Isn't it? 651-461-9226. Are you with me? Do you understand or see where I'm going with this? Because I think that a lot of times I just cannot get with that you don't look up to people that are outside of your household. I just don't think that that's, number one, I don't think that's realistic. Because everybody's household is different. Not every young person has the same family structure. Some people are on their own. They need not just to be able to look to somebody for what they like in that person, but you know what else it brings? Hope. It brings hope in what maybe you could be or the joy that you may want to have. 651-461-9226. And like I mentioned, just a couple of minutes ago, he passed away at the age of 54. He drowned yesterday in Costa Rica, which is, it's interesting because I'm into water safety. I'm on the board at V3 Sports, which is the highly acclaimed aquatic center that opened a year ago. And we had a fundraiser last night at Manny Steakhouse. I got a chance to hang out with the actual Manny, right? And to think that last night, you know, we're talking about the importance of said facility. And then I wake up today or middle of the day, I see the news about Malcolm Jamal Warner. It's just heartbreaking, man. That his character is one that if you say, what is the one character of all of your years of life that you watched on television that resonates with you, that you see yourself in, that's it. I was Theo Huxtable, without question. And another question, I think it's a good question actually too. When we think about television characters, for you guys out there on the text line, and you can call in, what television character had the most impact on your life? Which one? Is there one that stands out? Because we know that back in the day, that moved us, right? That moved us. Nowadays, it's social media moves young kids. That's what moves them. The TikToks and the different videos and all the influencers. I'm proud and happy and delighted that I grew up in an era of it wasn't influencers. Yeah, I was influenced by people that were, you know, talented on screen. But we live in a different age now. But what television character had the most impact on your life? And I know that you had mentioned to me earlier just how much you are a fan of The Cosby Show and just kind of respecting Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for a kid from southwestern Minnesota, I mean, I was a lot of people that were like me, you know, and it still is that way for the most part. But I saw The Cosbys and I saw a family life that I hadn't seen before. So to me, I was sucked in by that dynamic and I didn't even know what I was watching. Like, I knew Lisa Bonet was hot. I knew Tempest Bledsoe was hot. I mean, I knew that. And I knew that Theo Huxtable, to me, he was just like that cool kid that you wanted to be friends with. Like, Theo, he seemed like he was very relatable. And it was the perfect household for that setting. And you find out, you know, later on, yeah, Bill Cosby did what Bill Cosby did. But in terms of that television show, like, Malcolm Jamal Warner was synonymous with a lot of us Gen Xers. And I think when you see somebody that you watched, that was a big part of, because now you've got so many different avenues for entertainment. Back then, you only had a handful of networks. And guess what? The bigger the show, the more of an impact, the more influence they had. Everybody knew who Theo Huxtable was. Everybody knew who The Cosby Show was. And Malcolm Jamal Warner, throughout the course of the time, you're like, as Gen Xers, we could kind of claim him as one of us. And that was cool to me.
651-461-9226. Love your reaction. Love your takes. We'll take a quick phone call before we head to our first break. Let's take one from Nick in Roseville.
Hi, Henry.
How you doing?
So, first of all, I agree with you totally about relationships. This is what I've been trying to tell all my staff who help me. About, you know, I want to look up to you. I want to get to know you and look up to you for when you leave, if that ever happens. And in fact, one of my staff, I'm not going to say any names, but one of my staff happens to be neighbors with a CCO personality. And I tell this person, please tell this CCO personality how much I think this person rocks, and my staff says I will. But growing up, as far as TV characters, you remember Mr. Rogers?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Who didn't love Mr. Rogers? Yes.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, I sometimes still listen to some of his episodes on YouTube.
Mr. Rogers is like, iconic. But now, let's be clear here. As much as I liked Mr. Rogers, that's not something that I could really, like, identify with.
I disagree.
No, I'm saying I'm a black man and I identify with Theo Huxtable.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for the phone call from Nick in Roseville. Mm-hmm. Oh, how could you not like, how could you not like the iconic character that was? It's kind of a weird situation there where he dropped off there. Anyway, 651-461-9226. Your phone calls, your texts, we get to them next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sad day for me with the passing of Malcolm Jamal Warner. Welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. 651-461-9226. If you'd like to chime in, what is that character? What is the role that you watched on television that resonated with you, that meant everything to you? Which one is it? For me, Theo Huxtable was that role. I saw a lot of myself in him. I think about how his parents put pressure on him to be good academically, the success of his parents, the fact that the portrayal of Morehouse and Spelman College, of which I became a graduate of Morehouse College, it just, everything connects. So when I heard that the news that broke today, it really, really made me sad. Hey, real quickly, this was one of my favorite scenes, and I got people that are texting in some of their favorite scenes. But there was a moment in which, because think about it, you're the middle child, right? Actually, not even middle. You're the second oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the only boy,
second oldest, and he had an older sister and then two younger sisters.
Yep.
And you know how it was back in the day when you're in high school. Like you when you're going to the dance, you're doing this or you're doing that. You want the nice, cool attire and gear. And I remember when I was a kid, I wanted the Jabot jeans and the Guess and all that stuff, whatever. Well, in this specific scene, and it's a real short minute clip, he gets extremely upset with his sisters because somehow, some way, they sabotage his shirt that he was going to rock out. And it's like the sleeves are totally messed up. It's shrunken down. Just, it was the worst ever. Just take a listen.
Denise!
It's over, isn't it?
What is this?
What do you mean?
Is this my shirt? Is this the shirt I paid $30 for? Is this the shirt they're supposed to think is a Gordon Gartrell?
You don't like it?
Ask me the question again.
You don't like it?
I hate it. Look at it. Oh, it's the ugliest shirt I've ever seen.
It's not that bad, is it?
It's better than I could do.
Look at these sleeves.
The sleeves are outrageous.
My arm is the same length, worn out my sleeve. This collar's all crazy and it's inside. It's too big.
Maybe you tucked it in a little more.
It's tucked into my socks. You are gonna pay for this.
Oh, it's the last time I'm gonna make anything for you again.
Good.
That was awesome. All right, let's get to some phone calls here. Let's take a phone call from Tim in St. Anthony Village. How you doing, Tim?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great. The person that I think of, and I still do, and I watch the reruns over and over again, Andy Griffith.
Ooh, okay. Great show. Was it his character, or was there a particular character on the show?
No, it was definitely Andy Griffith. I mean, he played, I really believe that not only that he played the character of Andy, but he really played the character of himself. I remember one lesson that he taught Barney Fife, you know, when Barney Fife got all hot and crazy. And he told him, you know, I don't always go by the book or the law. I go by what's in my heart.
Hmm.
And I always remember that. And I've used that line. And I remember when I used to teach grade school for St. Paul, I would bring those Andy Griffith shows in and we would watch them over and over again on Fun Friday. And the lessons that were taught to Opie and the individuals that would come into town and visit Mayberry were priceless.
Mm. Yeah, I and thanks to the phone call, I truly appreciate it, Tim. I mean, Tim just, man, he got me there because I got to be honest with you. I don't know how you feel about this, Chris, but I believe, and this is just my opinion. Everybody's got a different opinion. I believe that Andy Griffith is one of the most underrated actors of all time. I'm dead serious on television. Mm-hmm. How good was Matlock?
Matlock was good.
That was Andy amazing. Yeah. I mean, the Andy Griffith show was amazing. I mean, he was amazing.
To have two different shows in two different decades and have them both be successful like that. I mean, some actors, you get typecast and you can't move on to anything else. But I mean, Matlock, Andy Griffith, kind of the same, but different at the same time.
Now, did you ever watch the... Because it came before the Andy Griffith show. Did you ever get on the Gomer Pyle show? That was before our time. That was like late 60s.
Wasn't it Shazam?
I don't know if that was the same thing. I can't remember. Let me go. Oh, by the way, couple people have weighed in that he had two older sisters. Don't forget Sandra.
That's right. Because I remember it's like she and the husband were like moved back home and.
Yep.
Yeah, that was, hey, you got to add more layers to the story. But you think about it, even that was ahead of the time. Like, a married couple moves back in with the parents. Like, that was kind of groundbreaking if you think about it. Like, that was really the first, and it wasn't like it was portrayed in a bad way. It was just like, hey, they're a married couple. They're at home with Claire and Dr. Huxtable.
All right, the text line says Ralph Carter from the 612, who played Michael Evans on Good Times. My name is also Michael, and I definitely saw myself in his character. Let's see here. Who was on the line? Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. It's been a minute since we saw or talked to Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Henry.
How you doing?
My vote is for Leave It to Beaver.
Ooh, classic.
Absolutely. I mean, Ward and June. Now, my parents were not like Ward and June.
Okay.
But I admired Ward and June because that's how I just kind of always wished my parents would be like. Not that they were so bad, but I thought, wow, that's the ideal. And I viewed myself as Wally. Now, my brother was not the sweet little beaver that would, you know, get himself into a little bit of a pickle and come and say, Wally, but no, he was just a little jerk, and he got in trouble all the time. And the only way I could communicate with him effectively was to talk to him by hat. But it worked.
Now, Jerry Mathers is still with us, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay. I thought he was. Okay, yep.
Yeah, Jerry Mathers is still around. But the Wally character.
Oh, Wally. Tony Dow.
Yeah, he gave me... I think he shaped me as to how I wanted to mature and the kind of person I wanted to become.
And he passed away 3 years ago. He passed away.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I want to say it's going to be 3 years this coming weekend because he passed on. Mm-hmm. Here, let me look it up real quick. I know he passed away. Yeah, July the 27th of 2022.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the date, but I know it's just a couple of years ago, or no, not long ago.
Yep.
But yeah, as soon as I could buy some Bristol cream, I wore my hair like like Wally did.
I bet you did. I bet you did. All right, thanks. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, the slick back look. But would you say that was the pre-Pat Riley days?
Yes, absolutely.
Jeff was doing the Pat Riley when it wasn't Pat Riley.
He's like, hey, ladies, you want a three-peat?
Hey, real quickly, I want to get to a couple of sound bites. Malcolm Jamal Warner, one of the reasons why I was so impressed with him as a young kid was because of the emphasis on education, my mother being an educator. Malcolm Jamal Warner, he said that his dad really set him up in a good way to be the person that he was.
He used to go to Chicago during the summers to see my dad. And during my summer vacations, he had this thick book called Great American Negroes. And there were, you know, chapters on Langston Hughes, mm-hmm. Richard Wright, Mary McLeod Bethune, Marian Anderson. And he would make me read these chapters and write book reports. Mm. And this is during my summer vacation. I'm 10 years old. I'm like, I don't want to, but it's my dad, so I have to. Mm-hmm. But he was he was hardcore on making sure that I understood my history and understood where I came from. And also, he was he went to Lincoln University, and he was there with Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson.
Jesus.
And my dad went to Lincoln because Langston went to Lincoln. So the whole poetry thing that I do, like I was a poet before I was an actor, because my father was instilling all of these things in me, and he was doing it through the arts. Like my favorite book, I remember being in fifth grade, and I used to carry around this book, Poems on the Life and Death of Malcolm X, and I used to have it on my desk at school, mm-hmm. and kids would like laugh and tease me, like, oh, somebody wrote a book about you, ha ha ha, and I'm in fifth grade, and I'm realizing, wow, these not only do these kids not even know who Malcolm X is. If they're reading poetry, they're not reading poetry as sophisticated as I am. And it was then, like, that was when it registered for me what my father was doing. Like, all those summers of not wanting to read these books and write these book reports, I understood what he was instilling in me. And then when I was about 15, you know, the show's popping, and now I'm going to schools, I'm talking to kids, I'm in churches, I'm talking to kids. And that's when it hit me. How my dad named me and what he was doing, because now I'm having this influence talking to young people. I remember being 15 years old. I called my dad. I was like, yo, man, you set me up. And he laughed. He was like, you're damn right.
For greatness, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even know, you know, he didn't know that I was going to have this platform or what mm-hmm. my platform was going to be. But yeah, he set me up for greatness.
Absolutely.
Whatever my path was going to be, he set me up for that.
All right, for the 612, I love what you're saying about the good example of the Cosby characters and making a distinction between them and the actors who portrayed them. I also love what you're saying about having role models who are not your mother and father. Whoever gave you advice to have no other role models to look up to simply gave you bad advice. That advice wasn't given to me necessarily. That advice was something, not advice, it wasn't advice. It wasn't like personal advice somebody gave to me. It has been thrown out there over the course of the last 10 or 15 years, that you should not be idolizing people because of some of the destructive things that athletes have done, some of the things that politicians have done, some of the things that celebrities and those that are popular have done. So all of that has been kind of one of the things that people have kind of propped up there. I can take some more phone calls on the other side of a break if you want to chime in on this topic, because I do think that is important. So I'm not saying that somebody gave me personal advice, but that's been a talking point over the course of the last 10 or 15 years. Well, you don't really know these people. You shouldn't idolize these people. You don't know what they do in private, and everybody's got flaws. Everybody's human. You know what? Let me give you a little bit of breaking news. There are actually people in this world that are really good people behind the scenes, really good people, not just good people, but great people. And I'll say this real quickly, then we'll come back. We'll take some more phone calls. I got a couple more texts to read. One texter specifically, in your last text, you said that you liked this show. I get that, whatever. But please don't text me and come for me claiming that or taking a shot at my upbringing. Don't do that. Don't take a shot at, you know, what my dad did for a living, what my mom did for a living. Like, I'm open about how I grew up, how blessed I've been in my life. I've been around people that have really uplifted me and put me on the right path. And it starts with my mom and dad. But when you start getting on the text line and all that, nah, in 2025, I'm blocking you. And I appreciate you listening, but yeah, I blocked you. Because I don't think that you taking a shot at me or my upbringing or my family is material to this conversation at all. Your texts, your calls on the other side of a break here. We'll take a look at weather next on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, the text line says Norm Abram, the new Yankee workshop, wholesome, clean, educational, not a sitcom, but so memorable for me. Thanks from Troy. All right, 651-461-9226. Let's take a phone call, and I appreciate her holding through the break. Let's go to Austin, or down by Austin, and talk to Vicky. How you doing, Vicky?
I'm good. Henry, I've never called into CCO, but I've been listening for many, many years. I'm 64 years old.
Oh, well, probably thank you for supporting the station.
Yes. But I'm sure I'm much older than you, and I'm sure I'm going to take you back to where you don't even remember this. But you said that Theo Huxtable, kind of, you could relate to him because you're a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little twist on that. Like I said, I'm 64 years old, and as a kid, I used to watch a show faithfully. It was a sitcom. It was called Julia. Some of your viewers may remember it, but it is an old, old show. And it featured a single mother who was a nurse. And I aspired to be that woman all my life.
Mm.
And I tell you what, she was beautiful, she was black, and she was a nurse. 64 years old I am. I've been a nurse for 4 years. I'm white. And I tell you what, if it wasn't for that show, I would not have had the career that I had. I've been in every kind of nursing field, from long-term care to clinic to hospital and over in, at Mayo for 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
And I tell you what, that's just amazing that you said you could relate to Theo because he was he's black.
But it wasn't. But it wasn't. But it wasn't just because he was black, though. Like the, all the
no,
other.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but
I
all
get
the
that.
Yeah, the, all the other elements of like age and just like the sister right. and the actual right. college that I went to. So yeah.
Well, you can think of me though. I'm 64. That takes me back quite a ways
mm-hmm.
when it was really uncommon for single women. Have careers, and she was black. And not only that, that gal, she was the sweetest thing on TV, and she was so pretty.
Hey.
And I, like I said, all my life, that's all I wanted to be.
Hey, Vicky.
I'm nowhere near as, yeah.
Vicky, let me say something real quick, a couple things. Diane Carroll, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Stunning.
She's
stunning.
Gorgeous.
Stunning, yes. Oh, no. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me, Vicky. Diane Carroll was legendary.
I bet your viewers, many of them don't even recall that show.
Ah, you but might be surprised. You might be surprised.
Well, but I think I'd love to know how many nurses she inspired to go into that field because of that show.
So you got into the nursing field because of that show. How many years have you worked at Mayo?
Well, I've been at Mayo going on 20 years, but I've worked another 22 years in clinical long-term care hospital settings over in southern Minnesota. But my last 20, and I'm still working. I've got another year to go. But if it weren't for her, man, I wouldn't have had the audacity to do that.
Yeah.
And I did it. And my sister did it, and I've got a daughter that's doing it too. And I tell you what, it's a difficult profession, but it's also admirable. And I love that woman for inspiring me all my life. And like I said, I'm as white as you can be. I'm as gray as you can be. But she made me my career.
Yeah. Hey, Vicky, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate
thank
it. Don't be a stranger. She said that she has listened to WCCO for a long, long time. Her first time calling. I appreciate her calling. And you know how I feel about the Mayo Clinic and how I feel about Rochester. I love when I go down there and I visit with people down there. Rochester is actually a place I want to go and kind of like hang out one weekend because there's a lot going on in Rochester. There's more going on in Rochester, I think, than the average person would think.
Yes.
But the nurses and the physicians and the doctors at the Mayo Clinic, they're world class. Like, and they're known as world class for a reason because they're that brilliant. They're awesome.
Yeah. To have a show influence Vicky in the way that it influenced her, and like she said, she's probably not the only one. I mean, that is doing good before we even knew what doing good was. I mean, I wasn't even a twinkle in my daddy's eye in 1968, and I had to Google the show, and I just brought up the Wikipedia page, but it's just so good.
Diane Carroll's
to see
stunning.
I mean, I see her. She's a cat's meow. There's no question. But think about the influence that she had and that show. I mean, you kind of miss things that have that positive vibe, that positive influence in people.
Well, and I'm not joking when I say this. There are just a lot of characters throughout time
mm-hmm.
that not everybody will pinpoint and say that kind of catapulted or jump-started my curiosity to do stuff. But I give you one that was, I thought it was a fun show, and I know for a fact, talking to a couple of friends of mine, that it kind of sparked their interest in medicine, was the Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser, yes. Neil Patrick Harris.
Seriously.
Yeah. And it's weird how you can look back, and I mean, not everybody's going to have a TV character that's instantly going to be like resonate with them. And that's okay. You know, I feel like nowadays we have to have an opinion on everything. It's like, if you don't have a character that you related to, that instantly jumps out, then that's great. But I think it's really cool when you have these that you can connect to, and they do have that positive influence.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. I can clean up a couple more of these texts here on the other side of a break. But as we head into this break and we get into the final segment of the first hour of the show, there is something that I did want to play here with regards to Malcolm Jamal Warner. And this is actually something that occurred recently. Not sure exactly what month this was, but he was recently on the podcast of Melissa Ford. She's a popular podcaster in music and outside of music. Malcolm Jamal Warner was on her podcast, and it has been determined that this is like one of his like final interviews that he's ever done. And he talked in the interview about being 54. The news broke earlier today that when he passed away, he was 54. But I want to go to break with this because this is Malcolm Jamal Warner talking about he's answering the question that she asked him about his legacy, because we know that the Cosby Show and what it meant to society means a lot for what it was back in the day. But here he's describing and talk about answering her question about his legacy.
There is part of me that I will be able to leave this earth, you know, knowing and people knowing that I was a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I talked to my dad, I talked to him yesterday, and what he said to me often, people love you, and people are always talking about, you know, your career and your success and all of that. Mm-hmm. He said, but what really makes me the most proud is that you are a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had it from my dad.
It's like, that's wonderful.
But I'm a good person because my dad's a good person. That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
It is possible to walk through this world and with all of the darkness in the world, it is possible to maintain your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And be a good person.
It is. It definitely is.
That resonates with me, because at the end of the day, that's all I care about too, really, to be honest with you. Like, there's stuff that I do, like I want to raise money for this cause or help out this people or this organization or this program. I want to be a good son. I want to be a good brother. There's a lot of people I want to help. I want to help out so many different communities in Minnesota and just throughout the country. I want to help out my college as an alum. There's so many things I want to do, but at the end of the day, I just want to be a good person. And for him to say that, man, that really hits home with me. A final segment of Hour 1. We'll do that next. All right, thanks for listening to the opening hour. We're on the air tonight until 8:30. Same deal tomorrow because the Twins are on the West Coast. I don't know how you guys feel. I love the late night baseball. I got no issue with it. Chris won't like it because he's got to be here all night. So that's another story.
So I'm so excited to be here until 1 o'clock in the morning.
He's in a different category, but you know. Let's take a phone call from Donna in, is it Clara City?
Yep.
How you doing, Donna?
Good. I was listening. I just turned you guys on. I'm doing a little road tripping. And okay, so I'm a 62-er. I am 62 years old. I've never seen Julia, but I was a nurse for 17 years. And my TV show that kind of influenced me a little bit was, and it's, I'm going to date myself, was Emergency.
The Emergency?
With Emergency, with Squad 51.
Mm.
Gage and DeSoto.
I'm not familiar.
It's an old one. The thing is, because right now I am hitting my 28th year as an EMT.
Oh wow. Well, first off, thank you so much for all your hard work. That influenced you though?
Kind of, sort of. I mean, I watched it as a kid, and I got the offer to take the class and do it. And now I keep wanting to retire, and they won't let me. So it must say something.
So Emergency, that was a show. Does this ring a bell? That was from 72 to 79?
Probably.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to marry one of the guys, and it was like, you know, heaven forbid you argued with your sister because you were going to marry the one, and no, you can't marry him because I'm going to marry him. And it was always funny, and it's like now you watch that show and you realize kind of how lame it really is. But it was one of those things of, you know, you help people.
Yeah. Set at the fictional Fire Station 51 of the Los Angeles County Fire Department, where one fire engine and the paramedic rescue squad are stationed. Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it was
a good show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
One of those that Dad would let us watch and he wouldn't argue.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. The old school shows are so iconic and legendary. One of the things that I love the most is, what is the channel that has all the old school shows? Stacked. They run it all the time. It's like Sanford
RFD,
and Son.
I think.
What is it?
Yeah, like RF. I think it's RFD.
Whatever channel that is, I gotta always have that on my cable provider because I'd be lost without it.
Yeah. MASH. I watched every issue, every season, every episode of MASH. You don't miss those. They were good.
Yep.
And so it was kind of one of those things of, you know, so yeah, Gage and DeSoto, you had to watch them. For a while it was Bonanza. Thank God my husband is not into Westerns because I got out of watching Bonanza. But some of those were just, they were good shows. They were clean shows. Even the Huxtables, you know?
Yep.
Had to like the show because it was just very good and very clean. And it was like, once they started adding people, I kind of lost interest.
Yeah.
But when it was the original show, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I'll throw one at you. I wonder if you like this show, because as a kid, I loved this show. Did you like Chips?
Oh, I loved it. Are you kidding?
Oh, Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada was the man.
I know. Yeah.
You couldn't tell me. Go ahead.
He's frumpy and he's gray. People don't get old. Now you got to look at him. It's like, oh, okay. And he's doing infomercials.
Oh, man. Eric Estrada.
It's sad. We just aged ourselves. Never missed it.
Oh, my God.
Then again, too, we also got stuck with Hee Haw and Lawrence Welk. What do you do?
You know that. And thanks for the phone call. I appreciate the phone call from Donna in Clear City. I've told you my stories about Hee Haw. I loved Hee Haw and Lawrence Welk on a Saturday.
She brought you back?
Magnum, P.I. Oh, my goodness. All right, the Twins play tonight. Let's talk some Twins. Twins baseball in L.A. We discuss them next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.